Devotion. Heaven. Heaven is our home. Elvis Presley sang, quote, "Home is where the heart is," end quote. Computer techies would suggest, quote, "Home is where your Wi-Fi connects automatically," end quote. Poet Robert Frost said, quote, "Home is where, when you have to go there, they have to take you in," end quote. How about you? Where is your home? After being gone from home with my wife to the Canadian Rockies recently, I know how great it is to be back home in the USA. Home is where we live. It is where we have been, where we can get comfortable, where we are. But how good of an idea is it to get comfortable here? We know God's original idea was that this world would be home for humanity. His good earth was to be the place where the crown of his creation would, quote, "be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it," from Genesis 1:28. But after the entrance of sin and death through man's falling for the devil's temptation, God didn't want us living in this setting forever, and so blocked any access to the tree of life, Genesis 3:22. Instead, God, acting in his grace, carried out his plans that had been in place from all eternity, plans which revolved around taking us to his, quote, "home in heaven." And as we are like Thomas by nature, in that we do not know the way, John 14:5, our Lord has both told us the way home and has done for us what was needed to make that way home a reality. Through the pen of the inspired writers, we have the clear record of Jesus' perfect life, which was offered unto death, unto the cross. A death which has shown to be the satisfactory payment for sin by his glorious resurrection on Easter Sunday. Yes, it is alone by Spirit-worked faith in this Jesus that you and I can claim that heaven is our home. So, no, it is not a good idea to get comfortable here, is it? We all know how easy it is, since things go on day after day, as they have for millennia. It is tempting to join with the scoffers who say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation," from 2 Peter 3, verse 4. The temptation is to think that physical existence on earth equals the only reality there is, to think that what you have not personally experienced and become familiar with cannot be real, cannot be home. But the true reality is that this earth will not last forever, while heaven will. And what a wonderful place that eternally real home will be, where there will be, quote, "no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away," from Revelation 21:4. It is there that Jesus encourages us to have our treasure, quote, "where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal," from Matthew 6:20. It is there that our Savior is getting a place ready for us, as he said, quote, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also," from John chapter 14, verse 3. It is there that our citizenship is. Quote, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. From Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. So, where is home to you? For us, it is as the hymn writer wrote, therefore I murmur not, heaven is my home. Whate'er my earthly lot, heaven is my home. And I shall surely stand there at my Lord's right hand. Heaven is my fatherland, heaven is my home. From the Lutheran hymnal, number 660, verse 4. Our author is Paul Krause, pastor of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Watertown, South Dakota, and Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Hydewood Township, South Dakota.